Tipcast, the inappropriate podcast,
where rules don't matter and tips can be gathered. What do you think, Randy?
Straight cash, homie.
On your mind, I dare you to think otherwise.
Eyes on the prize, reaping the mission.
You had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision. Eyes on the prize, reaping the mission.
You had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
That was the Wallflowers. Their new single, Reboot the Mission, available at iTunes now. This is Brooks, no Aaron.
And this is Ward, no Hines, and this is the Inappropriate Podcast. Today we're going to be picking who's going to the playoffs, along with wild cards, starting with the AFC.
All right, Ward. We're going to start with the AFC North. Who do you have winning the AFC North this season?
I had the Ravens winning the North. I don't like Flacco, and I'm really glad they just cut Cundiff. But
that defense.
I feel like, the defense is just Sandusky and everybody. And
all over, huh? rape going down everywhere. All right. But as much as I'm going to have to agree with you, I am going to agree that the defense is spectacular. Ray Rice is just a beast. He's going second in all fantasy leagues, just behind Foster. And to be honest with you, I'd probably take Ray Rice
Except
over our,
if
Foster.
I get first pick, Ray Rice is going to be off the board, just
first,
so y'all know.
First overall, yeah. So we could definitely see how he's going first. With that being said, I will take the Ravens as winning a wild card. I'm going to take the Bengals to win the NFC North, or the AFC North, excuse me, for reasons such as a new running game, chemistry between the second-year pros, Dalton and A.J. Green. I'm liking the additions of the few rookie wide receivers they've drafted. And the defense, I just think it's going to be – it's only been upgraded. They have a lot of depth at defensive tackle. The corners are outstanding if Dre Kirkpatrick can stay healthy. So I'm going to have to take the Bengals to win the North, but it's going to be close. I do think they're going to split wins with the Ravens.
I understand your reasoning, and their defense is good, and I would say that their offense is a notch above the Ravens. But I can't go away from them, and that's understandable.
Until they've proven it to you, then you just can't.
A.J. Green is sexy.
All right. Now, we're going to move right along to the AFC South, and I'm pretty sure we can both come to agree on that.
That we're taking the Colts, right?
Yeah. No luck there. I'm definitely we're going with the Texans.
I don't like them because it's a passing league, and they run the ball a lot. But, I mean, who's going to beat them? Are the Jaguars going to step up? I think not.
I think the Jaguars are going to be surprising this year, but not, oh my gosh, I've got to start Blaine Gabbert every week.
Yeah, you'll be surprised whenever Mojo actually comes to the team. That'd be a surprise.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised if Blackman can keep out of jail and such.
He does like the booze. While we're on the AFC or the AFC South, I've already picked my wild card, which was the Ravens for the AFC. I'm going to go ahead and pick my other wild card now, and that's the Tennessee Titans. I'm pretty confident that the Titans will be there. I'm not liking the Steelers at all. They're looking like a 5-win team to me.
5 wins? Are you serious? They got Antonio Brown, and now Mike Wallace just drug his ass back into the camp.
I'm not sure that their running game is up to par, to be honest with you.
I understand if you have two quarterbacks, you have none, but they have three running backs. And Mendenhall will be back soon enough. Redmond and Dwyer should be able to hold down the fort. Roethlisberger can't be sacked. So if they could fix their O-line between now and the season just a little bit, they can get an upgrade somewhere at their guard or tackle position on the left side, then they're going to get the wild card. In the AFC. Actually, do I even have a picture of the wild card?
You do. You had the Bengals and Jets taking the wild card. Actually, we haven't gotten to
So never
East
mind.
Yet.
I don't like the I don't like Pittsburgh making the playoffs either. But I think they're better than a 5-win
you
team.
You do think they're better than a 5-win team. All right.
And I would like to lock that up
you
if you're
lock
ready.
That up?
Do you want to lock it up? 8-8 versus 5-11?
I say 5 wins is the most. I say the Steelers will go 5 or less wins.
I'll take 5 or 6 or higher.
All right. Let's lock it up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Please.
Lock that motherfucker up.
So moving right along, we're going to go ahead and tackle the AFC East. With
they
Warren's
have four
favorite.
Tough teams in that division, don't they?
Oh, man, I tell you. As a miserable Jets fan, by the way, that is Ward's team, the Jets here. Of course, he has them going to the wild card, which is just erroneous, I think.
So you're putting your faith in Fitzpatrick?
Oh, well, you know where I stand on the Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins. It was a landslide victory with the Texans for the AFC South. I'm pretty sure we can say the Patriots are.
Yeah, the Patriots will win the division.
All right, and moving right along to the final division, the AFC West. Now, this one's really up in the air, and I think we've also pretty much agreed on this one to be the Broncos winning it.
The Broncos should win it, pending Peyton's health. I don't care who else goes down on that team.
Right.
Peyton can get them to the playoffs only because Phillip Rivers is a notch above elite. I mean, a notch below elite and a notch above being the worst person I've ever seen touch a football. So
right.
They have a chance, but they've had some injuries. Ryan Matthews can't stay on the field.
And, you know, the Chargers are contenders for the most part in the past few seasons. I can't say that they might be fighting for a wild card spot. I definitely see the Titans taking that, though, solely because of their running game, new quarterback. Kendall Wright, little upgrade in receivers. Depends on how Kenny Britt can stay healthy.
I don't think his health is the big issue. It's dragging all those chains around that's holding
his
back.
His mental health. So we can just go ahead and cancel out the Raiders and Chiefs contending for the West.
Even if McFadden stays healthy, I don't see them winning enough games, except for what I saw at Terrell Pryor. Maybe if they take Palmer out. Because they do have Denarius Moore. So, to recap, we both have Houston, the Patriots, and the Broncos winning. The North, I have the Ravens. He has the Bengals.
Definitely.
His wild card is the Ravens and Titans. My wild card is the Bengals and Jets. Now, moving on to the NFC. The North is a tough division, and I am taking the Bears to win that division. Lock it up. That is going to happen.
Well, and I could totally see that with Jay Cutler, and I'm the world's biggest Brandon Marshall fan. With that being said, I hate to say this, but I don't see him winning the division.
You don't even have him making the playoffs.
Oh, man. We might have to change that by the end of the podcast is over. But I definitely have to go with the Packers. I don't see Aaron Rodgers. They've only upgraded their running game. But, yeah, I definitely see the Packers winning the NFC North.
I think the least of the Packers' worries is how good they run the football.
Well, and we already know they have wide receivers for days and a lot of depth there. Cobb, James Jones.
All right, for the NFC South, we differ here as well. I'm taking the Falcons and
New Orleans
Brooks
Saints.
No Aaron is taking the Saints.
No Aaron. The Saints for obvious reasons. The passing attack's amazing.
Screen
the defense
game.
Is a little upgraded in the screen.
With Sproles.
Right. And the Falcons, you know, they're contenders as well. And I actually have the Falcons going to the wild card. And you have the...
I have the Pack. So right there, we both had the Packers going, but he has the Packers winning the division out of the Bears. We both had the Falcons going. He has the Saints winning the division, the Falcons in a wild card. My other wild card is the Saints. So we're just nitpicking on who's winning the division, who's getting the wild card. So on the East, I'm taking the Cowboys. Brooks is taking
Giants.
The Giants.
All day, Giants.
I don't think anyone understands how important Mario Manningham was to that team.
And you know, you're probably right. And Brandon Jacobs was an important played an important
That's a
role
stretch.
In that as well.
That's a stretch.
But I just don't see the Cowboys even winning six games. Not locking it up. Not going to lock it up. But the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are that kind of team. They could win 12 or they could win 4. And they would get the same hype either way. Until their playoff hopes are dead, that somebody believes are going to be in there. But with DeMarco Murray, Austin Miles, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten's hurt, but
yeah, and you know
it is what it is.
He stays injured. It seems like
Romo's an underrated quarterback. Everybody wants to call for Romo's head. It's not his fault. I don't believe in Jason Garrett, but I do believe in the Rex or in the Ryan family. And Rob is about to put up a Sandusky defense that's going to put on rape sessions.
Do you think Jason? Do you think Jason Garrett's going to be on the hot seat by midseason?
Jason Garrett's ass is blood red right now. I guarantee it.
Already on the hot seat, then.
Here's the scenario: the Giants win. The Cowboys win the division, or Jason Garrett does not have a job. That's the only two scenarios that are possible.
I can agree with that.
And I wouldn't mind if they won the division and Jason Garrett didn't have a job.
I would have to mind that. I absolutely cannot stand the Cowboys.
But I digress. And we go out west where shit's going down.
Yes, the NFC West. I've got the 49ers winning it.
Do they still have Alex Smith?
Yes, they do. They also have Colin Kaepernick, who I think before midseason, probably week 6, week 7, we're going to see a lot more Colin Kaepernick over Alex Smith, whether it's due to injuries or just poor play. Colin Kaepernick will be starting probably.
Can I see their schedule real quick?
Yeah, let's see here.
Let's look. The 49ers schedule. They start out at Green Bay, at home against Detroit.
Let's go ahead and give this a rundown.
All right, at Green Bay, loss. Win or loss? Loss. Detroit at home?
Loss.
At Minnesota?
Maybe a win. We'll give them that one. We'll give them a win there.
At the New York Jets?
Absolutely not. No, loss.
They're losing at the Jets?
They're losing to the Jets, okay. And I know that makes you happy.
It does.
So right now they're standing at 1-4. So.
1-3.
1-3. Okay, right. I'm sorry.
So the second quarter of the season, Buffalo, at Buffalo.
I'll give them a win there. So
no, Buffalo at home. Excuse me.
Buffalo
Giants and Seahawks at home in the next 3 weeks.
They beat Buffalo and they go 2-3, and then they lose the next two.
They lose to the Giants.
They lose
to
the Giants and Seahawks.
So the Niners are going to lose back-to-back games at home and win the division. That's what you're saying. That is what you're saying.
You know, now that I think about it, I have to go with the Seahawks. And this was an issue. I originally had the Seahawks going to the wild card. And now that we talk about it and we look at it,
you're going to move the Seahawks to win the division and the Bears being the second wild card?
Exactly. And the 49ers are absolutely not even going to make the playoffs. And I love how you totally just talked me out of that. And now I get to looking at the schedule, and I just don't see here. They've got New Orleans late in the season at New Orleans. They've got Chicago at home. You know, I see them winning, you know, against Minnesota, Buffalo, maybe one of their Arizona games. They'll beat St. Louis twice, and possibly Miami.
That's only 6 wins.
Yeah, 6 wins. So
worst case scenario, you're dead wrong. They win 8. They go 8-8.
Yeah, and then still not make the playoff.
In that division, it's possible to go 8-8.
And I sit here and I say the Seahawks
are going
to
go to the playoffs at 7-9.
And I say the Seahawks are going to win.
Run down the Seahawks schedule real quick.
All right. We have them playing at Arizona. We'll say that's a win.
Absolutely.
All right. And then they play at home against Dallas and Green Bay.
They beat Dallas. They lose to Green Bay.
All right. So we're sitting at 2-1 now. Mm-hmm. Then they're at St. Louis.
Win.
3-1. At Carolina.
Loss.
3-2. Home against the Patriots.
Loss.
3-3, and then they go to San Francisco.
Win. You already picked that as a win.
Right. So they're 3-4. Four and three, and then they're at Detroit.
I give a win right there.
I could. That's week 8 there. And then you know they have Minnesota, New York. That could go either way.
Which
them.
New York team?
The Jets. I'm sorry. And
at home or away?
Both are away.
Oh,
no, both are at home, actually. Excuse me.
Well, the Jets have to win some road games, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're wishing.
They play better when they're not getting yelled at by the fans anyways. So.
But I do want to note this. I do want to note this, that Seattle's final 5 games, okay, after their bye week, their final 6 games after their bye week. Their bye week's week 11. Okay. And then their final 6 games are going to be played out like this. They're going to be at Miami,
win.
At Chicago,
loss.
Probably not. Right. Okay. At home against Arizona,
win.
At Buffalo,
win.
At home versus San Francisco,
win.
Win or lose. We're going to say win there. And then at home against St. Louis,
W.
Win it all. So With such an easy schedule at Seattle, you talked me right into it, and I guess we're both going to take Seattle to win the NFC West.
And once again, to recap our wild cards, Brooks has the Falcons and the Bears. I have the Packers and the Saints.
And that concludes today's podcast. Until next time, this is Brooks No Aaron.
And Ward No Hines. Stay inappropriate.
Eyes on the prize. Reboot the mission. You had it coming. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Yeah.